Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, what's your name?
Shiv Prasad.
Shiv, what's your question regarding the voter ID card?
See, I'm a native of Hyderabad, but I'm staying here in Bangalore around 3 years now.
Okay.
I'm staying in a rental place.
Okay.
So can I get a voter ID?
Of course you can get a voter ID. You need an address proof. So do you have anything that'll, any document that...
Rental agreement.
Yes. If I'm not wrong, the BBMP commissioner did confirm that the rental agreement can be used.
So I don't need to have any government ID.
No, you can back that for your age and your photo ID and you can double it up with the rental.
Perfect.
See, anybody for that matter, in fact, earlier there was a stipulation that at least 6 months they should have stayed in Bangalore. Now, there is no such thing. Now, let us say you come from Meghalaya.
Hmm.
Comes and join here, so let us say St. Joseph's College. I mean, yesterday you joined, now you are in the hostel.
Yes.
Now, you are eligible to become a voter of Bangalore. The only qualification is you should have attained 18 years of age.
Correct.
And you should be a resident of Bangalore.
Hmm.
When once you come and stay in that hostel, you are a resident as of now. So, if these two conditions are met, then as I told you, either you can apply it through online. So, ceokarnataka.kar.nic.in.
Yes.
Or we each and every constituency, we have a revenue officer.
Hmm.
Then we have the assistant revenue officers.
Hmm.
For one assembly segment, we'll have usually two assistant revenue officers. Then we have the ward officers. You would like to know where these officers are. Now you go to the CO Karnataka website. It gives the entire details of where these officers are located. Don't want to go there just online. You just go on to this one online. You just enter your application. See, first you should become the voter. See, you may be telling that I have a EPIC card in Meghalaya.
Mm.
That will not be applicable here.
Yes.
First and foremost requirement is that your name should be in the electoral roll.
Yes.
When once your name is entered in the electoral roll, automatically we will deliver the EPIC card. EPIC card means elector photo identity card. At your doorstep or wherever you have submitted application, the revenue, you can go and collect it. So that being the case, some people will think that, for example, I was earlier in Tumkur district. Now I have come to Bangalore.
Yes.
Now since I have, but when I was in Tumkur district, I have this EPIC card.
Yes.
Now I come to Bangalore, I have an EPIC card, I'll go and vote. I mean, it's not possible unless until your name is in electoral roll.
Correct.
I mean, don't be under the impression that don't take it granted, because the reason is we have been telling again and again during the last 4 to 5 months, please check your names in the electoral roll. Now, how do you check whether your names are there in the electoral? Go to our CO Karnataka website. Go there are a number of search options are there.
Hmm.
Search by name of locality, or you already have an EPIC, then you, this one, where you are staying, based on that, the electoral roll is there.
Right.
In Bangalore, as I said, there are 9,000 polling stations. Each polling station has a separate electoral roll.
Hmm.
For example, I stay in RMV second stage. RMV second stage, where I stay, it comes under a particular polling station.
Right.
So check the electoral roll. Then you already have an EPIC card. Let us say you are a resident. You already have an EPIC card. You want to doubly ensure.
Yes.
Whether my name is not there.
On the roll.
So if you give the EPIC number, then also there is a search, you can get it whether your name is there in the EPIC card. Now, why I'm telling you is that there may be occasions where your name has been deleted for some reason. I'll tell you what is the process.
What could be the reason, sir?
It's a reason. See, if I want to include my name in electoral roll, then there is a particular form,
okay,
that is known as Form 6, where you fill all your particulars, your name, address, and then, for example, let us say you are 40 years of age. Now, you want to come and enroll as a voter, the natural question is, all these days, where were you? So then, naturally, their name must have been somewhere else. They have to declare that where his name was earlier. Now he has come here from the last, this one, they have to give us the age proof. And the second is the proof of residence that they're staying there.
Sir, you spoke about this girl. Suppose she's come from Meghalaya and she's in college and she's a PG student. For her, what would be an address proof? If her PG...
The address proof is only the hostel. where she stays, if she is staying
in the hostel, gives a letter.
Hostel gives a letter that she is a resident of our hostel. That is good.
Okay.
Or let us say she is staying in one of the PGs.
Yes.
In the PG, if she can tell us that in which PG she is staying, what is that, the address of that PG, or if she has hired some flat, what is the address of that particular flat?
The rental agreement or something
rental
like
agreement
that.
Agreement or something or the other will be there. When okay. one you take a particular flat on rent, some document will be
yes.
there. If you join the PG, there will be some document telling that you have enrolled there as a PG.
Yes.
So just give us that address proof.
Okay.
Just give your a proof of that you have attained 18 years.
And you stay in?
In Bangalore.
Bangalore.
So that's all. If these proofs are given, then we will be enrolling you as a voter. When once an voter is enrolled, while you are enrolling you as a voter, we require your photograph.
Yes.
Based on the photograph what you are given, we will give you the photo election photo identity card. So it is very simple. Because of that, in the last 2 months, nearly 3.5 lakh people have enrolled and we are in the process of giving them the photo identity card.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.